Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
DJ Pepsi?
Oh, I see what you did, okay.
I'm DJ Whittle Bro.
You got DJ Whittle Bro? Whittle Bro?
I'm DJ Dr. Pepper.
I'm DJ Mel.
today. We have a great show for you all. And we have a song recommended from these guys themselves. We're going to go into Monster Mash or Spooky Scary Skeletons. Which one?
Monster Mash.
I don't know.
It seems like Monster Mash is
right. Monster Mash.
So we're going to do that. Don't worry.
Yes.
But after this.
Dr. Pepsi.
So everybody, we're going to be right back. We have a great show planned for you today. And we will see you soon.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Is it Igor, you impetuous young boy?
Mash good.
Monster mash.
I was a ghost, I was alone, huh, 두어진, huh, 귀 속에 given the throne, I didn't know how to believe I was the queen that I'm meant to be.
I lived two lives, tried to play both sides, but I couldn't find my own place. Caught a problem child, could've got too wild, but now that's how I'm getting paid.
Could that be your stage?
Fuck!
put these patterns all in the past now and finally live like the girl they all see. No more hiding, I'll be shining like I'm born to be. Cause we are hunters, voices strong.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I am joined with... We got Dr. Pepsi. Okay, and we got...
DJ Wilbro.
DJ Wilbro. And we got... DJ Dr. Pepper.
Six, seven.
The newest generation.
We had
to
do it. So. Back in my day, we had 17
going in. Oh yeah, back in our day.
So we're gonna go through some community events, and then we're gonna do some.
Back
would
in
you
our
rather.
Day, we got 16.
So first, we're gonna start out with the Great Pumpkin Walk and Life. This is gonna happen Saturday, October 11th, from 7 to 8 p.m. at Tannersville Lake. Registration begins at 7, lighting at 7:30, and awards at 8 p.m. Bring your best carved
wow.
pumpkin and candle. Yeah, you can take one. And next, we got Free Clay Fridays. Do you guys want to do this one?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got DJ Wilbro.
Okay, DJ Wilbro is going to say, we got Free Clay Fridays. We got we got it with Miss Jess and Miss Beth Sheba. And it's at the Palinville Library. Palinville Library. Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m. Join us as we gather for a casual morning of fun. The suggested ages are ages 1 to 5, like me.
And next, I'm going to do this one because there's some extra information. We got Catskill Food Pantry. It's going to be open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m.
Wow.
at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 51
wow.
Street in Catskill.
It's
the food
so
is free,
fun.
But we will ask you guys wow. not to show up until 11 a.m. because we got to unload the food
yeah.
and we don't want any crowding or parking.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Washington.
And next, there's this cat that was found in Jefferson Heights. It's a gray cat. If anybody is missing a cat in Jefferson Heights,
what,
go to the... Yeah. So, go to the Catskill community page for something posted for that if you're missing a cat. I really want to
it has no out. Collar, and it's really cute. It has green yeah. eyes, and it's like really gray on his body with some white stripes, and it has black and gray eyes too.
And next, we got some Would You Rather. So this is some fun. You guys at home can play along. Or at home. You guys
Would
are probably in the car.
Watch out!
Aye!
Every time we use
brain freeze.
Brain freeze. Because the brain freeze doesn't last forever.
Oh, they're bad. They're worse than a brain freeze.
I can't wait. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, we win.
79%
oh, yeah.
of people
That's what's
would
up.
Rather have a brain freeze, and 21% of people. people would rather have a toothache. Because toothaches suck.
Oh yeah. Only celebrate.
Only celebrate.
Only celebrate. What do you guys think?
My own birthday.
I'm with you on that one. Celebrate.
The birthday of others. What if I have more kids? You have more kids.
Yo, this
Whoa.
Smart.
66%
of people agree with DJ Pepsi. Whoopsie daisy.
Uh-oh. Pepsi.
What? Oh. That brings us into this, would you rather?
Be famous when you are alive and
important when you're dead. When you die, I see what you mean. I am curious.
Oh, yeah.
DJ.
Shame.
Got the right outlet.
DJ Pepsi is Sigma like that. Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
And 54% of people agree. Yeah. I don't like this one.
Dark
and we're skipping it.
Voice, DJ
next, whoa! Would you rather grow a pumpkin-sized nose when you lie, or
grow donkey ears when
you're jealous?
You're jealous.
I called a Pinocchio. Nobody else can choose it.
Guys, I'm reading the next one.
Oh, you can read the next one.
Okay.
I think I'd rather grow donkey ears when I'm jealous.
Why? Because you got that long hair to cover it with.
Exactly. This guy has the mindset.
I don't.
Donkey ears are moving.
True.
Yeah, but then everybody would know when you're lying.
Oh, yeah. I would not like that at all.
If you get donkey ears whenever you're jealous, then you could just lie and say, oh, what happens randomly?
Would it grow back if you cut your
mouth? It shrinks. So, 38% of people would rather grow the pumpkin nose. 38% of people would rather have the donkey ears.
What?
Would you rather?
Oh. Would you rather be stuck living forever, or
only live for 10 more years? Not living forever.
This one's tough.
I'd be depressed if I live forever.
See, this, because then everybody you know, you're going to live longer than them.
Yeah, and then everybody else will die. And then you try to get a different family, but they die too over a period of time.
But can't you just make a new
Yeah, at a certain point, you're going to be really old, and you're not going to be able to.
Exactly, but you keep going on, and then you get more unhealthy, but you can't help that because everybody else died before you, so now you got no help, you got no family, you got no food no more, and you got nothing else.
So you're the most oppressed person in
yeah,
life.
You only live for 10 years.
56% of people agree.
But then you would have robots.
So that's not
no, you would not.
Watch out, you don't want to. Would you rather win a trip to the moon or win a trip to every country on Earth?
Oh, win a country! Yes! Yes!
Yeah, I think I'd be with those guys.
Ooh!
Steal? Whoa. You mean buy from Italy?
Yeah, you get to try all the good food.
No, you said steal.
And also, I'm gonna go pet penguins in Antarctica.
Pet penguins in Antarctica? That is crazy!
So, let's see. 79% of people would rather win a trip to every country.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to go visit.
What? This one's funny. I want you guys to read this one.
Oh. Would you rather have to go to school in a shopping cart?
Push.
By your mom? Or go to school in a wagon pulled by your dad?
I think I would choose shopping cart because that's funny. I just think it's funny being in a shopping cart. So next, would you rather never have to sleep or never have to eat?
Never have to eat.
No.
Oh, sleep.
Nah, bro, I'm never having to sleep again because you can stay and play your games all night.
Wait, never have to sleep?
No, oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yes.
6 hours last night.
And let's just
no way.
Get all the benefits for one, even if you don't have to do it.
Okay,
so,
we're on.
If you want to build muscle, you can still build muscle without eating. And if you want to, you know, get rested, you can still get rested.
Okay, so we're on like 26, 7. Yeah, we're on question 6, 7.
What?
71% of people would never have to sleep. Never having to eat, you could save some money.
Would you rather live a...
I'm waiting for it.
But saintly.
Saintly.
Or have lots of friends, but be a slightly bad person.
Lots of friends, but slightly bad person.
Yeah, I can't
so
be perfectly
I'll
good
that.
All the time.
Yeah,
I'll pick have
perfect.
Lots of friends and
because
slightly
that's
bad.
That's really easy because...
And 61% of people...
Oh man, I was hoping it was 6, 7.
Go skydiving? Or go deep sea diving?
I'd rather go skydiving.
Deep sea diving.
Guys, listen to this. We get to see fishies.
32%.
And we maybe get to see... Can we maybe see baby sharks?
So, now we're going to do a few inspirational quotes and go into some music. We're going to take turns leaving these.
Guys! Yay!
So, can you guys work this, or is it too small? Muhammad Ali, I got one. If you believe in yourself and have dedication and pride, you never quit, you'll feel it. Price of victory is high, and so are your friends.
I got one.
Bear.
Try to be a rainbow in so much cloud.
By Maya.
Oh yeah, okay. So,
like?
Thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of candle will not be shortened.
Oh, this is the one with Irene, Maria.
Okay, I want to say one now.
Uh-oh, it's Lao Dang. So how are you guys this day?
Okay, you must do the things you cannot do. You must do the things you think you cannot do. Bye.
Eleanor
Roosevelt. Oh, wait, what is that somebody called Theodore Roosevelt?
Yep, he was president. So, everybody,
what?
Theodore Roosevelt? Yeah. So, to end it all off, we've got happiness is a butterfly.
I had the butterfly
one.
So,
you got DJ
Pepsi.
He wanted to say something before we leave.
So, what I wanted to say is that if you see a purple wall, paint the wall. Yeah.
Facts. So,
I don't even know what I was
at. Next, we're going to go into Alien Boy by Oliver Tree, and then we're going to go into
Defying Gravity from Wicked with Glinda and Alphaba.
So I hope you guys enjoy, and we will be right back.
I fell down to earth from 100 miles away, and somehow I still make it work. But it's overrated and somehow played out. The door's down so you can't ignore it. I'll hunt you down like a Tyrannosaurus. My teeth are sharp like a great white shark. Let me taste that flesh, it's my favorite part. Got an eagle beak with the ostrich feet. 7 spider eyes for every day of the week. Means I'm still at work and while your bitch ass sleeps, I'm an alien among the human beings.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. And you can't pull me down.
Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love. I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I'd sooner die defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye. I'm defying gravity, and you can't pull me down.
I said 6'7".
It's me. Told me lately, everyone deserves a chance to fly. And if I'm flying so low, at least I'm flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me. Tell them how I'm defying gravity. I'm
Oh, guys, we're so back into it to win it. 7, 41, 69, 420.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Agra Catskill, and Hudson.
Peter Parker.
Yes, it is. I got a bunch of different cool background music for you guys.
He unmuted me at the end of the song.
We're gonna go into some ice.
This is why I love having these little guys on here with the show with me. They never fail to make me laugh.
Who's the better businessman or businesswoman, and why? Explain Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber.
They're both men.
Yeah, you guys got to give your own.
They're both men.
So let's
Michael
do.
Jackson or Michael Jackson?
Oh. Let's do this one. What is your favorite magical animal?
One magical animal is a tiger.
That's not magical. Tigers don't got magic.
When you put meat in front of their faces, they do.
A magical tiger is magical, then the magical tiger would have magic because it's magical and all the laws are magical.
What?
It has magic, and if it doesn't have magic, then it's not magical at all.
This guy's spitting.
Wait, what? Spitting a wee witch.
What about you guys?
Peter Parker picked the pepper.
What is your guys' favorite magical animal?
It's Superman.
What?
Super? Where'd you get Superman?
I mean, he's kind of an animal.
No, he's not. He's not an animal.
Well, he's not a human. No, he's not. He's not human. He's an alien.
How is he an alien?
He's Kryptonian.
Yeah.
Not an animal.
Isn't?
Guys, I have one. Super dog.
Super dog?
Dog.
Super dog? That's an animal with black
Superman's
magic.
Dog
with black magic.
That's a good one.
Why do we need this one unmuted for?
Just because.
We do not need this guy unmuted.
Would you guys rather be able to teleport or fly?
Teleport.
I think I'd rather teleport.
Teleport.
Not now, fly, because if you think about the wrong place, then you're cooked.
Oh yeah, fly, because I can fly wherever.
Oh my god, what happens if you dream?
That is gonna actually be real.
Nah, bro.
Whoa.
If you dream, it's gonna actually be real.
Am I joking?
If you guys could hang out with any cartoon character, who would you choose?
SpongeBob, we could go jellyfishing.
Oh, yeah.
Pick the cat.
Jellyfishing.
I could make Krabby Patties with him, and he would give me free Krabby Patties.
Oh, yeah.
With Patrick.
Oh, guess what? I would also tell Plankton the secret recipe.
Speaking of SpongeBob, do you guys want to guess the cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what about Pink Panther?
You guys can hang. It's up to you.
What about Pink Panther, guys?
You can hang out with Pink Panther. He's pretty chill.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't tell you!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
SpongeBob!
What? It's Mr. Krabs!
Ooh, I know this one, you guys.
Gravity Falls!
And feel free to play.
Or in the car.
You're right, in the car. Most people are in the car.
It seems today.
Whoa. Family Guy.
Oh
yeah.
This one says it. Ready?
Adventure Time
was such a
good one.
Oh, this one's old. I'm not sure.
Harry Potter? No, The Simpsons! The Simpsons!
I knew it! I heard the dun 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 dun.
I'm going down a glass of bone and have myself.
I knew it!
I don't know. Oh, this one's an appropriate one. It's good.
Oh, South Park.
You shouldn't know that.
What? Oh, I didn't even know this one.
Alright, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Future.
Futurama! Oh my god, I love the Wizard of Oz. I wanted to poop his nose and I got mad, so I punched my TV and now it's broken.
I don't know.
How?
Barnyard? Wait.
Can you go?
We won't Oh. I knew I was gonna say that too. I love
the little
furry guy.
Two guys.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, yes.
So now that we're done with the cartoons, we're gonna do some more icebreakers.
I'm gonna cry.
If you could rename...
Oh, those are would you rather.
If you could rename yourself, what would you rename yourself?
Rename.
I would name myself Magical Dinosaur because magical dinosaurs have magic and it would break the laws of physics. And magical didn't have magic, so if you're magical, then you have magic.
This guy's spit.
And I have just magic.
DJ Pepsi? He's on point.
Me, oh, yeah.
I would rename myself my middle name.
Actually, I would rename myself Tom and Jerry.
I would rename myself.
Yes, I will. Because how will they know my name if I don't know them?
This guy is amazing. So I can switch my names every
day.
If you guys...
Big
brain. If you guys could have an unlimited supply of anything in the world, what would it be?
Jelly beans.
I got my answer.
Jelly beans. You like jelly beans?
My answer is a cheat answer. I'm going to hear your guys' first.
If I could have a stash of anything, stash of all my quiz and test answers.
Test answers, that's a good one. Whoa! I see you plotting world domination over there. Me, personally, I would rather have an unlimited supply of money.
Oh!
You may have an unlimited supply of money, but my unlimited supply of
You know what I can do with that nuclear bomb?
Steal all your money.
Not if
you
I buy them.
You know what I can do with that nuclear bomb? I can just walk into the bank and say, if you don't get
Whoa. We ain't doing that around here. You guys know the seasons, fall, summer, and all that?
Yeah.
If you could hang out with any cartoon character, who would it be?
Tom and Jerry.
Why?
They would be...
Because they're funny.
They would be fighting you, too. You would get in the crossfire.
If they fight What's me, off? I grab the cat and I throw the cat. Beat the master.
I think I gotta do Fry from Futurama. He'd be cool to hang out with.
Guys, hear me
That's a good
answer. Yeah.
Doesn't SpongeBob and Patrick already voice?
No.
I'm doing it with
them. Yeah, exactly.
So, guys, now that we had a fun time doing some cool questions, we're going to go into a song, and we're going to be right back.
No, cut me off, please, no.
He did that to himself. Let's go into applesauce.
It's 6-7.
I like King Cruel. Applesauce. I like a lot of things. I think I'm pretty cool, but nothing's cooler than just being you. Hey. As I talk to myself in my room, I can't help but to smile, babe. 'Cause I finally feel like myself. I ain't felt that in a while, babe. I don't know who she is, where she from. All I know is that she fine, babe. And I think I'm in love with someone that I made up in my mind, babe. She's a bad mama jamma, straight up out of Indiana. Got that perfect little twang when she talk. In the attitude Atlanta, girl, it's driving me bananas. Got that perfect little swing when she walk. That girl is mighty fine, I wish that I could make her mine. I'll be waking up soon, I'm always running out of time. That girl that's in my dreams, how perfect could she be? And what are the odds that she would fall in love with me? Oh yeah. Oh, she's sweet as applesauce. Yeah, she's sweet as sugar cane.
spend a whole lot of time feeling decent. Hard times happen for a reason. Someone wake me up, man, I swear that I'm dreaming. And grass stains on the blue jeans, white stripes on the table in the movie. And when that's a 45, move at full speed. Too good to be true, could've fooled me. And as I pass through the door frame, see you there, curly hair, girl, I'm so amazed. So assured that the feeling goes both ways. Could be wrong and then we could go our own way. And I can't help but to see her. Little dress so the girls wanna be her. Looking fine as a watch from the bleachers.
All I know
she's a bad mama jamma, straight up out of Indiana. Got that perfect little tongue when she talk. And the attitude Atlanta girl is driving me bananas. Got that perfect little swing when she walk. That girl is mighty fine, I wish that I could make her mine. I'll be waking up soon, I'm always running out of time. That girl that's in my dreams, how perfect could she be? And what are the odds that she would fall in love with me? Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's sweet. Yeah, yeah, she's so sweet. Yeah, she is. Oh yeah.
Horrified, paralyzed, so terrified.
extrajudicial execution.
What do you, my mafia?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ.
1738. Hey, I'm my guest.
Go ahead, guys. Introduce yourselves.
Dr. Pepsi.
And I'm DJ Wilbur.
DJ Mountain Dew had to leave a couple of minutes
he
ago.
Retired.
Yeah, he retired.
But he'll be back, don't
worry. He will be back, though.
Yeah.
So
his wheelchair wheel got caught on something, and then he had to go home with his wrench and get it. Yeah.
No, he didn't. Don't worry, guys.
What?
These guys are just joking.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, if you could live in
job.
For a year, where would it be?
Why would you choose it?
I would pick Nepal.
Why?
Because there's a lot of pretty mountains.
Outer space.
Why?
And I could be a monk.
Brazil.
Why?
Yeah, why? Anywhere in the world, outer space.
Why?
Where I currently
why?
Oh, moon.
That's a good pick.
Why?
That also isn't in the world.
Why?
Not in this world, not on Earth, silly.
Why, buddy? Why would you want to live where you live now? Oh.
Because I live where I live.
We got a surprise appearance. Look
at
that.
Oh, my Lord. Guys, it's DJ Doc.
DJ Pepper.
You wouldn't believe it. Guess what his name is.
It's
yeah.
It's
DJ Dr. Pepper. And my name
that
is
might
DJ
be confusing.
Dr. Pepper the
nah, he's DJ Pepsi.
Nah, I'm DJ Dr. Pepper the second.
I guess he's
nah, and I'm DJ Wobo.
You can cheer him.
Oh, yeah, you love the voice,
so
don't
guys,
you?
So, guys, are you a cat person or a dog person?
Cat. Dog. I love my little kitty.
I would have to say both.
I love my little kitty.
I love my little itty bitty kitty witties.
Aww.
I only like dogs because they
don't. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility and.
What do you do with that invisibility?
Honestly, teleportation.
Teleportation?
Wow, buddy!
Teleportation would be cool. You can go to the Great Escape whenever you want. You can see
and no invisibility.
What so you doing with that invisibility?
So when you get to school, right, you don't get seen. So they think you're absent.
That's bad, though.
Then they see your book bag. Then they're like, why is this book bag here? And then you say, here.
And it's a bomb!
No.
And then they say your name.
And it's a bomb.
Yo,
God,
you can't speak like that.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah, no. Let's not speak like that.
These guys are young. Don't worry.
That's not very nice, guys.
Stop it! It's not very nice.
That's not nice.
So
then, my second power.
That's not nice, man.
Every day in gym, I can run as fast as I can, so no one can hit me.
All right, DJ Pepper out.
DJ Pepper's retiring.
Not retiring.
That's what they keep saying. These guys.
He said he's not retiring.
But he is. He's gonna be gone for the next 100 years again.
What is your guys' absolute favorite dream job?
Twitch streamer.
I want to be a guy that rescues animals that travels all across the world.
I want to be ninja. Want to be ninja.
I want to be a Walmart shopping bag.
That's fair. Then you won't have to experience this pain of life.
No, I want to be a Walmart shopping bag.
I want to be a Walmart. Where did that come from?
Alrighty.
I want to be a Walmart shopping bag.
You guys got some strange inhibitions, but I'm not one to judge.
I want to be a vet that travels the world and gets different and cool animals and helps them and then brings them back to a rehabilitation. Yeah, rehabilitation center. And I get to help them recover.
We step back to the wild after 5 years.
So, guys.
For 5 years.
What's your favorite sandwich?
My favorite.
Italian,
really?
That's not bad.
Provolone.
Ham and cheese.
With mayonnaise and chips in it.
I really don't like sandwiches.
No sandwiches?
I like buffalo chicken wraps.
Guys, we got that's 10 fine, minutes until it's 6, 7.
And golf.
I like a good cheeseburger.
It's so sad that we can't get.
Hear me out. I have the best sandwich recipe ever.
Let's hear it.
First, you get a bun.
Then, you put mayonnaise on the bun. And then, you put some pepperoni on that mayonnaise. Put some chips on the pepperoni. Put provolone on top of the chips. And then, top it off with another bun.
That sounds like a good
sandwich. Wow!
Good, putting chips on a sandwich is always pretty fun.
Putting chips? Did you say putting chips on your sandwich?
I said chips after the pepperoni, bucko.
You're going a bucko, buddy.
You're a bucko, buddy. You're a buddy, buddy. And you're a bub. And you're a
hey, that's
bucko.
Not nice.
Come on.
Put them up, put them up. Hey, guys, I want a fair fight.
No,
no
fighting.
Fighting
at Clubhouse. Take it outside, it outside. And don't even do that either.
So, guys, if you guys want to play basketball later,
it's
up to you guys.
You wanna go?
If you guys could choose not to do one chore for the rest of your life, it would automatically get done. Which
All
chore would you pick?
All of them.
Haha, me too, buddy.
So I don't have to do it. Or I can just...
I don't got no chores.
Give me robot.
I am so lucky. I don't got no chores. I just don't get no chores. I just get
is
money every week.
Is cleaning your room a chore?
Nope.
Can't say.
If you could have someone around all the time,
bodyguard and Superman. So if anyone tries to rob me, touch me, the bodyguard can take care of him, and Superman can just blast them with his.
I'll be your Superman.
Aw.
Hey, yo.
What?
That sounded weird. Not you. I can be your Superman.
Personally, they're answering all my emails. They're making me food and they're driving me everywhere.
Hello.
So next, we
What the guy? I don't with the guy here.
The funniest or the smartest person?
Smartest person in the room also got
funniest.
The tire, sorry.
Luckiest. Oh.
Well, DJ Pepsi, DJ Pop, Dr. Pepper 2 is heading out. It was nice having you on the show.
Same with DJ.
I hope you have an amazing
Will
day.
Will
No.
I'm DJ Will Will.
Same with DJ.
And then there were three. I really like this song.
DJ,
Dr. I'm retiring. Pepper's. You'll never see me again.
So,
I'm
going
to be here next week, but...
Oh. He's also heading out. I hope you have a good
Wait,
one.
Wait, what are y'all doing?
And then, there were two. I hope you guys have a good day. It's nearing the end. Make sure to shut that door when you're done and head out. Thank you, guys.
What is your earliest memory?
Yeah, what's your earliest
memory? Wait, no, what is your earliest holiday memory?
What is your earliest holiday memory?
Getting a Lego Batman set in Christmas.
Oh, my.
Or being Darth Vader for Halloween. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Can you go open that for me? So, guys, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I'm your host today, GJ Cola, and it was a pretty chaotic one. I always like having the little guys on, though, because they make it a lot more fun. And they always make me laugh. They always say the most chaotic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it
wow!
is.
Wow! His back is better. He didn't retire. His back is better. He gave back his wheelchair to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I was just saying, it was a really chaotic one this time. I think that's why he left.
Honestly, I came here trying to have a good time. It's just people moving my microphone.
Oh, yeah, it was a little bit stressful. I'm not going to lie, but I enjoyed it. I wouldn't have it any other way. This radio program is for the youth to express their opinions and to really be the stars, so I'm glad I have them on. But I'm also glad that it's died down a little bit.
No, alright. Imagine you're listening to your car radio and you just hear all that bonk bonk.
All that shrimp.
All that shrimp in your car radio.
Oh yeah, and turn it up to 100.
I listen to normal radio.
Hey.
Imagine what it was in here 2 minutes ago.
That means it's the most unique show on the air, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanna see what he's like listening to the radio, though.
We can only see the people listening on the website. We can't tell the people listening in their car.
No, I wanna listen in my car. Yeah.
You can always tune in at 90.
Well, I'm going to come here on Fridays whether you like it or not.
Exactly. So, we're almost done. I think we're just going to, honestly, instead of playing out to a song, we're just going to play out talking. Because I want DJ Pepper to share some of his opinions. Do you want to do some fun facts?
Let's see.
Alrighty. So, what do you want to do the fun facts on?
Honestly, let's bring some facts of how the first drum was made.
Alright.
I've actually started studying this in school.
So, we got some fun facts about the first drum set. Humans have used percussion instruments for thousands of years.
Holy.
Thousands is a long time. Early drums were made of natural stuff, you know, like animal skin, animal hides, and they were stretched over wooden frames. Now, cymbals, you know, the ching ching, they were originated in places like Turkey and China. Yeah, you know, I'm hungry. I want some turkey right now, personally. And they traveled through trades, you know, the old Silk Road.
Yeah.
Until they entered Western music. Excuse me, I got the hiccups.
You had to add, like, a whole bunch of microphones on here.
Edward.
Yeah, I did. That was fun setting up. But all
is,
the others...
Is it really that hard? Do you have to, like, adjust every single last one
up? I tried to adjust it, yeah.
You just try to keep it, like, the knobs the same.
Yeah, and these kids are often quite loud, so I try to keep them down a little bit.
I might be going to a place where I can go to radio school and learn how to broadcast by myself.
I could always teach you when I'm leaving. You guys could be the next duo.
Probably.
Yeah, DJ Pepper's
gonna take over. You're gonna leave soon?
Eventually. I don't know when, but I'm not gonna be here forever. But I do enjoy my time with you guys.
Okay, so you got 20 years. I got
20
you.
20 years?
Wait, how old are you?
You'll never know.
Oh, that's right. Didn't you say you were like 23 or something?
No, I am not that old. Not that
oh,
old.
Oh, no, you said you were 19.
There you go. So, guys, I hope you had a good one. We're going to close off with the word of the day. And usually, I read the word of the day. But I want these guys to read it. They can each do one. So, we got the words of the day. Now, this is from a book called The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows by John Koenig. We did not come up with these. These are neologisms. And neologism is a made-up word for made-up words.
Yeah.
So, you're going to read this one. Cool. There's a lot of big words. You think you can do
me?
It?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Desante. The brooding delirium of being sick, which makes the time slow to a trickle and turns even the most pathetic of tasks into monumental struggles, until the act of lifting your head from the pillow feels like trying to climb a mountain, wondering if you'll ever find your way back again, or even catch your breath.
And this is a riff on the French toast santé, which literally means on health, and the word itself is pronounced desante. He got it perfectly. And now DJ Pepper. No, I want to give you a longer one. There you go. Kobico.
Kobico. Alright.
Senseless.
Tragedy.
Revise. Can happen. So everybody, it's 7 o'clock. I hope you guys had a great day. We'll see you next week at Clubhouse Radio. Goodbye.